It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR 1 stations, Friday afternoons. We put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about the Ronald McDonald House, Hawaii. And Honolulu's two Ronald McDonald Houses are open 24 hours a day, year-round. It's a temporary home for families that must come to the Honolulu area seeking specialized medical treatment for their children's catastrophic illnesses. Guest families come from many different cultures, too, throughout the Pacific Basin. 75% of the people who are assisted by this service come from islands other than Oahu, and that includes from around the Asia Pacific. In March, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary in the islands, and so we have two special guests to honor that. We've got our previous guest from the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii Public Relations Manager, Gene Davis, and we're also joined today by the president, Jerry Chong. Aloha and welcome, Jerry and Gene. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Wonderful to be here.
Thanks. Dave. Always great.
It's great to have you here. And again, I know from our visits, from my own visit, and I think some people who are listening probably from their, when they go to a McDonald's restaurant, they see the omnipresent donation canister on the counter, so they may have an idea what the organization is. But perhaps for those of us, for the people listening who don't go to the McDonald's as often or don't know about what the program is, fill us in on how the mission is its own independent and very special way of helping those in need.
Well, Dave, the most basic premise is that at the Ronald McDonald House, we provide lodging and other support services for seriously ill children and their families. Now, these are families and sick children that come from, the majority are from the neighbor islands, but we also have many families with their children who come from the Pacific Islands. And there are some people who are traveling, and while they're visiting Hawaii, something happens. There's an accident. A child gets sick. Something catastrophic happens. And everyone makes their way to the Ronald McDonald House. And really, what we provide are, we provide for the people who, wherever they happen to live, the kind of medical services and treatment that that their child requires is not available. So they really don't have a choice.
Right.
They either have to fly to Oahu for the medical treatment, or they happen to be here already because of traveling, and so unexpected, and the only options available to them really are, really the option is Ronald McDonald House.
And if someone needs that kind of help, are there any requirements for a family to utilize your services? Just so people listening know what might be involved, is there anything that they need to know, or that is a requirement to be able to stay there?
Eligibility to stay at the house is very, very basic. Mainly, you have to have a place. You'd have to need a place to stay. You don't reside on Oahu. Your child has to be very sick. Okay, either through an injury, an illness, something catastrophic happens, you come to Oahu. Okay, it's open to everyone as long as a child, the afflicted child, is 18 years of age or under.
And hospitalized.
And, well, hospitalized, but because of so many changes in medical protocols and treatments, what usually happens now is a child is hospitalized for surgery or is diagnosed, and then they can't go home. They need continued treatment, but it's on an outpatient basis, which is fine if you live on Oahu, but not so fine if you don't live in this island and you can't go home. So what the Ronald McDonald House does is we become their home away from home while they're on Oahu receiving medical treatment.
And Gene, this is good for any medical facility, right? That anybody would, it's not a matter of that it's tied to any one medical facility. It's just, it could be for, you could be receiving care at any medical facility.
As long as it's pediatric or neonatal care, because you know, the kids need to be 18 or under to be eligible at this time. And I think what we try to do really is to create as much normalcy in the lives of the families while they're here in a very abnormal situation, because if they have to worry about where they're going to stay, where they're going to get their meals, how they're going to get around, and then have to deal with the doctors and all the appointments, it's overwhelming,
no
and
doubt.
It can be catastrophic financially as well. So we try to take as much of that stress away from the equation. They can stay close to their families, stay close to the children in the hospital. And I think about 60% are inpatient children, and about 40% are outpatient, and so we see them stay with us at the Ronald
McDonald. So the kids are there too, then, in those cases where it's not, where they're not in a medical facility, they could be very well staying at the Ronald McDonald House. You'd be caring, so you'd have the patients there too.
That's right. And what really makes a big difference, and what the Ronald McDonald House is all about, is we keep families together when they need each other the most. So you will find an entire family staying at the Ronald McDonald House. And it sometimes includes the extended family, like grandma and grandpa, all the siblings. The bottom line is children heal faster and they get better when they have their families around them. It's really all about being family-centered.
And there are two main facilities for overnighting, plus there is a third day facility.
Yes, there is. We have two Ronald McDonald Houses. The first one we opened in 1987, and we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
Congrats.
The second one we opened in 2006 because a need just was exceeding the amount of rooms that we were able to provide. So in 2006, we opened a second house, which almost doubled the capacity and the number of families we could serve. We also opened in 2003, our family room at Kapiolani Hospital. And that one is a really exciting, has always been an exciting one for us because it is basically a slice out of the Ronald McDonald House. You can do all the kinds of things there except sleep overnight. But it is so very, very different from the clinical atmosphere of a hospital. You enter the family room and it's literally like being at home. You can get snacks, something to eat, you can watch TV, you can get in the computer, you can make long distance calls. Most important, the siblings of the sick child, if the child is hospitalized, they can all be there. They can be there together. So it's not like kids are left at home and their sibling is in the hospital and they don't know what's going on. It's an extension of what really the Ronald McDonald House is all about.
And that's a good lead into ways that folks can help you, because my understanding is from when Gene has been on the program previously that the room is staffed by volunteers.
That's right. The room is completely staffed by trained volunteers. The room is open 365 days a year, 12 hours a day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. When a child is sick, sickness does not recognize timelines or dates, time of day. So we want to make certain that we are there for just about every occasion that families experience.
And on that same note of volunteerism, the other facilities, Gene, do they also have capacities for volunteers to be a part of it?
We have a great volunteer program. In fact, they're our backbone, to be honest with you. We couldn't do everything that we do without our volunteers. That's at special events. That's at the two residential homes where folks come in, and there's a variety of volunteer roles that they can accept. We try to match up the role with the person's likes and what they would like to do. There are roles where they can interact with the families. There are roles where they can do office work, do yard work, something for everybody. And it's just a quick trip to our website to see all the different volunteer roles.
Yeah, and I was actually on the note, Jerry, when you're talking about the family room, I was seeing some of the pictures on the website, and it's much like you described, and it's a nice resource to have when, because undoubtedly, a lot of times things have to get done. You have really important decisions to make. You need some privacy, some moment to collect yourself, to send emails, review stuff, send it to doctors, lawyers, different people who are involved in your life, and you need to clear your mind just find a quiet place to do that. So I completely understand the value of why a room like that exists. And so those are some volunteer areas that people can help you out in. In this year of your 30th anniversary, what are some other things that you're doing to celebrate, but that you think that people can join in and support this valuable mission? Maybe those are some highlights we can mm-hmm. offer.
You know, one of the things, and actually this is ongoing regardless of what year it is, and that a lot of people may not think about, our volunteers, as Gene said, they form the backbone of our organization. We depend on them so much. But in addition to that, I think we are very fortunate in the kind of organization we are and the services we provide. We not only welcome, we do need support in other areas. I would say maybe roughly about $300,000 to $350,000 a year, which we would normally have to spend. We don't, because we have significant kinds of donations. Now, people will ask, well, what kind of things can we give, can we donate? First of all, take a look around your house. The things that you need, you go to the store to buy, multiply that by 17 families. That's how many families at any given time we can accommodate. That's what we need. Basic things like canned goods, toilet paper, Ziploc bags, sugar, rice, and services. We have volunteers who work in the family room, who help with mailings, who work in the office, but we also have volunteer gardeners. We have volunteer housekeepers. We have volunteers, professional organizations. They will help with construction. They will help with cabling. They will help with all kinds of different things. Much of what you see when you walk around any of our two Ronald McDonald houses
was donated.
Yes, yes.
That's impressive. Well, and those are real, those different skills that you outlined are excellent ways that different that people can get involved on there. Because as you pointed out, somebody maybe, oh, I could definitely clean up and help out, or, oh, I could do the gardening. And as you pointed out too, Gene, it's also, there's office roles that can be there. There's working with the families. There's supervising opportunities in the day room. Are there specific events for the 30th anniversary we need to know about, though? Are you guys doing anything that...
Yes. We have our regular events, of course, our two main big ones, which is our golf tournament.
When's that?
That happens in July. I don't know if the exact date has been established yet, but it happens in July. And then we have our annual biggest fundraiser every year, which is our gala. And the gala this year, it's going to be at the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel, and I believe it is on November 18th. We encourage and we really look for support from the community at large, from corporations, from businesses. It's a fun event, but I will tell you the most exciting thing about our gala. Our families who are staying at the house, as long as a child is able to, they all attend the gala.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a wonderful evening for them. It's a chance for them to really see how the community comes together to support them, to support the families. So it's more than just a fundraiser for us. It's a very, very special occasion for
us.
Right,
and there's a lot of, as you mentioned, corporate sponsorships of businesses that want to demonstrate their philanthropic side to both their employees and the public. It's a way for them to be involved.
Yes.
Right. But you know, we are really excited about the outreach that we're going to be doing during our 30th anniversary year, Dave. We're going to, and all of it is friend-raising. It's awareness-raising. It's thank you to the communities that allow us to continue this mission. It's not a fundraising efforts on our part. So we're going to be doing mall events on all the islands. So we're going to be doing mall events at the Kahala Mall is scheduled for March 27th, which is actually our anniversary date.
That's the date.
Mm-hmm. When we hit 30. We'll be going to mall events on Kauai, on Maui, on the Big Island, and it's going to be spread out during the year. We don't have all the dates yet, but again, we invite folks to check out our website to find out when we're going to be in their neighborhood. And we would love families that have stayed at the house to reconnect with us at this time, because our staff will be there. We'll have entertainment. We'll have prizes. We'll have activities for the kids, and it'll probably be about 3 hours during the middle of the day, and we invite everybody from all the communities to reconnect with us and just come and let us share our mission with you.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Well, as we get ready to give their contact info, one last really important question, which is there's lots of ways that we've outlined that people can help, and you can go to their website and learn more in a moment. But for a long time, and Gene's told the story previously, so in the archives you can hear about how it all happened with McDonald's and the relationship with this independent but incredibly valuable community resource. But the Ronald McDonald House, and anytime you're at McDonald's, you see the portal on the counter there. And as Gene has said, all that money does add up throughout the state and ends up making a pretty significant contribution to your effort. And that figure is so that people realize the incredible power, because that's another way. We've met online all these ways, but this is a real convenient way that if you happen to be there and you look at that and you think, does that actually go to them? Not only does it go to them, but it adds up to
more than $250,000 a year.
It's a lot of loose change.
A lot of change.
It's a really cool thing. And it kind of goes with that concept that a lot of people contributing a small amount adds up to something that does make a difference. So that's just one other way to help them out. It's ronaldhousehawaii.org online. You can give them a buzz at 973-5683. You can reach out to Gene directly if you'd like by email, GD at, let me put the glasses on. Hang on one second for that one. There are some purposes for these. You can email Gene directly at GD@rmhchawaii.org. There's also a contact form for other online inquiries at their website, and you can find them. Not only can you make donations at the website, too, but you can find them on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, and best of all, for everybody listening, all of this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests can also be found at hawaiipublicradio.org. Keep it easy for folks with all that info. Any final thoughts, you guys? Anything that we left out that you think, you know what, I never mentioned the such and such?
You know, if there is anything that I've always, always strongly believed in and appreciated, it's that the Ronald McDonald House, it's really Hawaii's house. It belongs to Hawaii. It belongs to the families in Hawaii. It belongs to the community. We are supported by community funds and community donations. We are here for the families who live in our community. And we are there for the most vulnerable, for the neediest. But the thing also to bear in mind is that illness knows
no bounds.
No bounds. It affects everyone. Everyone.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And one look at the pictures on your website, and it's a reminder that that can happen, and to young kids, really, because that's really what this is all about, what you're saying there, Jerry. So the illness can kick any child, and suddenly, you know, their needs are great and something that would be traumatic for any kid to have to go through.
And most of the families that stay at the house never thought they would.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, just a reminder every day that you got your health, you got to sort of, it's easy to forget that that's a blessing every day. You don't have to deal with something that that you see it at your site really paints a picture. It is a great pleasure today to have had President Jerry Chong, Public Relations Manager Gene Davis from Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii, back on the program for Gene, first appearance for Jerry. As always, keep in mind, something comes up, there's an emergency, you need to get on the air, you think it would be helpful to have a Helping Hand segment, the door is open. And thanks for being my guests today and for what you're doing in the community. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Dave.